Track 8, The Mardler. A roundup of stray news and previews from around the county.
King's Lynn's five-year heritage mission over. A five-year project to explore King's Lynn's wonderful heritage has come to an end. The King's Lynn Heritage Action Zone has produced three research documents, listed one of England's earliest reinforced concrete buildings, engaged local school children to better understand their heritage, and supported students to produce a short film. The project, a collaboration between Historic England and the Borough Council of King's Lynn and West Norfolk, set out to discover more about the history of the town to inform its development in the areas of Chapel Street, Common Staithe Quay, and the South Gates. Two buildings were listed at Grade 2, one of England's earliest reinforced concrete buildings at 33 to 39 St James Street, presently the premises for QuickFit, and the former Lloyds Bank at Tuesday Marketplace. Students from the College of West Anglia, Historic England, and the Borough Council of King's Lynn and West Norfolk co-produced Building on the Past, a short film telling the story of King's Lynn's Chapel Street. Set in 1964, the film tells the story of a former Chapel Street resident, Susan Jay, as she prepares to be rehoused away from her dilapidated house, which was demolished to create the Chapel Street car park. Investigation and survey work has been carried out on the Grade 2 listed Summerfeld and Thomas warehouse on South Quay. This late 18th century warehouse is the sole survivor of an extensive grain storage and processing complex on the King's Lynn waterfront. The building has been secured and made safe. Full repair of the warehouse will start later this year.
Well, that's a long walk, is. Retired vet Dr. Sarah Lloyd is taking the dog for a walk. A 1,000-mile one. Dr. Lloyd from Lessingham is trekking with canine friend Tolly to raise money for the Jubilee Sailing Trust, which provides inclusive adventures on the UK's largest wooden tall ship, the SV Tenacious. She said, after hearing of the incredible work that the Jubilee Sailing Trust does, transforming the lives of so many, I just knew I had to do something to support them. Dr. Lloyd first saw SV Tenacious in 2014 in Fredrikstad, Norway, when the vessel was taking part in a tall ship's race. She said she was impressed that even wheelchair users could go aboard. And she has set herself a six-month goal for the walk and already raised more than £500 towards her £2,000 fundraising target. To donate to the appeal, visit jubileesailingtrust.nsuse.com/pf/Sarah-Lloyd.
68 miles run in a day. Thousands of runners put on their trainers every year and run 5K, 10K, half marathons and marathons to help their favourite charities. But Norfolk runner Andrew Shorthose went a bit further for the RNLI. On June the 21st, the longest day of the year, the Deputy Parks Manager ran from Blue Sky Leisure's head office in Meridian Way, Norwich, to Kellingheath Holiday Park. He set off at 4:31 a.m. and at 7:22 p.m. ran into the village square at Kellingheath, still smiling to a warm welcome from staff and customers. He completed the 68 miles in a fantastic time of just over 14 hours. Kellingheath Park owners Blue Sky Leisure donated £1,000 to the RNLI to add to Andrew's pot for the charity.
Holidays in memory of Eve. Families affected by breast cancer and cancer poverty now have something to look forward to, the chance of a holiday in Hunstanton. Cancer charity Something to Look Forward To bought an 8-berth caravan at Park Dean Manor Park thanks to a legacy from Eve Morrison and a top-up grant from the Pink Ribbon Foundation. The caravan has been named Eve's Place in memory of Eve, a big supporter of the Pink Ribbon Foundation. Something to Look Forward To is a family-run charity that supports families affected by cancer and the resulting financial hardship. They provide gifts and experiences that have been donated by individuals and businesses to families who are struggling financially and emotionally. Managing Director Francesca Aberry says securing its first holiday home for families affected by breast cancer is a huge milestone for the charity. And now we are living in a new normal. Our breast cancer community need something to look forward to more than ever. Having access to a free holiday with their family and their loved ones to break from the world of cancer is going to be a huge positive in these families' lives.